Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, no power except through Allah. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the possessor of perfect strength and unassailable power, the one to whom all glory is due, the one who grants success and assistance. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our master, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I counsel you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who have taqwa of Him and those who do ihsan, who do spiritual excellence. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O you who believe. During one of the journeys of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companion Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, was quietly repeating to himself the phrase, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, no power except through Allah. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard him, he said, Ala adulluka ala kanzin min kunuz al-jannah? Qul, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Shall I not guide you to a treasure from the treasures of paradise? Say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Which means there is no might, no power except through Allah. In this exhortation, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thus informed him that this seemingly simple phrase is a treasure whose benefits endure in this world and the next, and whose reward becomes manifest in its immensity in the next world. And for this reason, his advice and exhortation was to be taken as a general encouragement to his companions and all of those who follow him to be frequent in their uttering of this phrase, saying, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Akthir min qawli la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Increase and be proficient in saying, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And brothers and sisters, this in and of itself should not be surprising when we reflect on the tremendous meaning that these words have. For these words are a reminder to us of the very nature of reality itself, that there is no independent power. There is no independent agency. There is no independent capacity with regards to creation to bring anything about, except that it be with the will and the irada and the destining of its creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this entails that we understand deeply that we in and of ourselves have no power to ward off harm, and we have no strength to attain unto benefit, except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in this reminder of the inherent faqr, incapacity and neediness and weakness that we have in human beings, we connect ourselves to the strength and capacity of our Creator. In the very realization of our humility and our reverence and dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we connect ourselves to His magnanimity, His glory, His ability. And this is the very secret to success in this world. This is the very secret to being from those who are able to be those who will be successful in this world and the next. And for this reason, this is also considered to be one of the most beloved forms of dhikr or remembrance. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, amongst the best of speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person say, Subhanallahi la sharika lah. He said, glory be to Allah, he has no partner. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. To him belongs the dominion and to him belongs all praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And he has omnipotent power over all things. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, no power except through Allah. So brothers and sisters, the imperative for us to be proficient in reminding ourselves through the use of these words is there. So what are the best moments that a person should use them specifically? We see the Quran reminding us that often in the very moments that we think we have been blessed, or the very moments that we are partaking in the blessings of this world, these are the moments especially where we should be on guard and reminding ourselves that in reality, this blessing and this agency and this power and authority comes through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the use of this phrase in the context of someone who is, Quran refers to him as the sahib, the possessor of the gardens, because he was a possessor of one of the great gardens in this narration. And the Quran says, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Why, when you entered your garden, did you not say, whatever Allah wills, there is no power except through Allah, لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Which is one part of the phrase of لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ بِاللَّهِ. It's that last part, لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And likewise, when we see that we're enjoying provision, and we're acknowledging the blessings from Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man akala ta'aman thumma qala alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." Whoever eats food and says, "All praise is due to Allah who fed me this food and provided it for me without any might or power for myself," he will have his previous sins forgiven. So here is a sense of recognizing that it's Allah who gave us the food. It's Allah who's given us the ability to digest this food. And this not having any power or authority in ourselves is a realignment to our essential neediness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why this is actually one of the phrases we have to repeat, or we encourage to repeat, when we hear the muadhin, the caller to prayer, saying, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Come to prayer, come to success. Person's encouraged to repeat, to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Afterwards, because in this repetition afterwards, we come to understand that even our capacity to go to the prayer, our capacity to answer to the prayer, our capacity to attain unto the success in the prayer, is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our very ability to perform devotion, ta'a, is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to have shuhud al-minna, we have to see His favor and His granting us that ability to worship Him, right? And so this is also a beautiful thing that we should remind ourselves, is that this phrase, la hawla wa la quwwata billah, is something often to intersperse in our supplications, in our du'as, because they teach us the state of ittirar, of neediness and ajaz and incapacity, that itself brings about, hey, the istijab, the answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person makes dua through his state of ubudiyya and neediness, this is the very essence of his dua. And so, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is an expression of our hope, our humility, our neediness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why when a man once came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, teach me a supplication that I may say. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him words of praise and glorification. And then taught him, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then the man then said, these words are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is for me? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, qul Allahumma ighfirli warhamni wahdini warzuqni. He said, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me, and provide me my sustenance. In other words, the keys to asking for things from Allah is that we first manifest our neediness before Him and our dependency upon Him. And so, brothers and sisters, as a reminder, let us make la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah one of the phrases of our of our constant companionship in this world. Let it be the means by which we open goodness in our lives. Let it be something that we say in times of apparent success as an expression of gratitude, and also something that we say in times of hardship as a means of aligning ourselves back to the reality of this world. Let it be something we say in moments of distress as an act of surrender and entrusting ourselves to Allah, and in moments of ease by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us from His bounty, takes us out from moments of difficulty. And the more we align ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine protection and guidance, the more this becomes a means of sustenance for us in this world. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi. Whenever he would leave his home, he would say, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi. And he said, in the name of Allah, I trust upon Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, no power except through Allah. Qalu lahu. Someone who says this, it said to them, Kufita, you have been guided. Wuqita, so Kufita means you've been sufficed. Wuqita means you've been protected. Wa tanaha anhu ash-shaytan, and the shaytan will withdraw from him. So my brothers and sisters, let us be those who take these means of protection, who align ourselves to the inner realities of these words and this tremendous phrase, a treasure from the treasures of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to it. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say these words of mine and seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.